Yeah, morning everybody. Sorry, we had a bit of a hitch, just a small hitch. Good morning everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Okay, so we've lost 5 minutes, but we'll try and play catch up. Now, yesterday we had this story about the Orca drug bust at VGC, and I felt that because of the way it went, I'd like to highlight what happened. So that if you are in your own neighborhood, you can be a bit more sensitized to the need for you to, if you notice anything untoward, to blow a whistle, because you might also be affected. You might also be affected. So sit back and listen to the story. I'm going to take this story from the Vanguard. It's on page 9 of yesterday's Vanguard. VGC Orca drug bust. How we recovered 258 kilograms of meth. Precursor chemicals in raped lab 2 barons and a chemist. This is from NDLEA, and it says that of course the labs have been decommissioned and dismantled, and that the drug is called Unkpuru Meri. Well, goes for $500,000 per kilo, $500,000. So if you had 258 multiplied by $500,000, you know the kind of money you're talking about. And they gave the gory details on how the whole thing happened. It says that a dangerous illicit drug, crystal methamphetamine, called Unkpuru Meri in local parlance, was being produced at the laboratories at a huge risk to the lives of Nigerians for distribution across Nigerian export. Brigadier Marwa, was addressing the media on the development, disclosed that following the outbreak of crystal methamphetamine abuse in the last quarter of 2021, predominantly in the southeast, and the cry from many communities in the region because of the devastating effects the distribution and abuse of the dangerous stimulants were having on their youth and others, the agency deployed all available assets, and he went on and on. Now he read the riot act to barons. Now we have added 2 barons and another cook. It says that efforts in the past 7 months, they've been monitoring them for the past 7 months behind this court, has led to the arrest of 4 kingpins and a cook. I wonder what the cook is cooking. He said, well, now we have added 2 barons and another cook. This no doubt is a loud statement to those involved in the illicit drug trade that it's time for them to quit or risk losing it all. Now, listen to this one. The first one was located on Victoria Garden City, VGC, one of Nigeria's elitist estates. Okay? And this place was allegedly owned by a baron called Chris Nzewi, while the second in Nise, community of Oka, was owned by Paul Ozoememen. The owners of these 2 illicit meth laboratories were successfully arrested alongside Sunday Uka from Aba, and the cook or chemist. It was cook or chemist that produced the drugs for them, and says the laboratory Lagos was set up inside the boys' quarters building of a 4-bedroom duplex. From there, we recovered a total of 258 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine and various precursor chemicals used for the production of the toxic drug. The complete paraphernalia of laboratory equipment, such as gas cylinders, giant gas burners, industrial face masks, industrial gloves, tubes, and flat-bottom conical flasks, amongst others, were found. And so it says the owner of the laboratory in VGC, for instance, was producing the highly unstable and toxic drug in a house where he lived with his family. And Marwa says that this speaks volumes about his insensitivity to the consequences of exposing his family, which includes a 3-month-old baby,
wow,
to the danger of hazardous chemicals. If that is the case, that is an indication that public health was of no concern to him. And also, remember, he would have neighbors. Okay? And he says, in this particular case, aside from the laboratory being close to the kitchen of the main house, the waste from the laboratory was channeled into the septic tank and soaked away in the compound with a high risk of contamination of the water table of the entire neighborhood. Let me read that part again, because that's what spurred me to do this, to touch this subject today. It says, in this particular case, aside from the laboratory being close to the kitchen of the main house, The waste from the laboratory was channeled into the septic tank and soaked away in the compound with a high risk of contamination of the water table of the entire neighborhood. That is frightening. That's why if you notice anything untoward going on in your neighborhood, you better shout help. And it says that on the average, the lab produced 50 kilos of methamphetamine every week with plans to increase the capacity. This is like a car factory. To increase the capacity of production, or like a refinery, to at least 100 kilograms per week. Where do these drugs end? From our preliminary interrogation, we now know both the drugs from this lab were for export and local consumption. We also know there is a supply chain of distributors and buyers for export and domestic markets. When you consider the fact that the price of this dangerous drug was going for as high as 500,000 per kilo in the international market in recent times, you understand why Nzewi cared less to put the lives of his own family at risk by producing this in the same house where they live. Okay? Hence, taking these two labs out of operation is a major feat. Okay, so he's talking about that. He says now, Baron lives in the hotel. In the meantime, he, the Baron, you see now, he left his family in VGC. But he lived in a hotel on Admiralty Way, Lekki Phase 1. Ah. While production was going on in the house, he left his family in the factory. Ah. His kid, 3 months old, left them in the factory. His vehicle was often parked in the compound to give the false impression that he was at home. Baba Awagbe, ingo carry boat or anything, carry them, go Lekki Phase 1. Ide Hotel. He says, we know this from our reconnaissance. He did not sleep at home on Friday, July 29, and did not come back to the house the next day. But the operators of the agency, who had been on his track for weeks, picked him up at 2 p.m. from his hotel and brought him to the house to be searched, and so on and so forth. Similarly, the cook was not resident in the building housing the lab. He too was lodged in a hotel outside the estate where Nzewi had deposited a huge amount of money for his accommodation for up to 1 month. The hotel was a haven that he retired to after each day's activity. When Baba don't go cook, finish, cook go come back and then stay in the hotel. He didn't stay in the house. The NDLEA boss noted that the lab boss also exposed the interconnectivity amongst syndicates involved in meth production, adding that the cook was hired by both producers to produce for the VGC lab, as well as the lab in Anambra. So he was the cook had to, he would go on transfer, maybe 2 weeks here and 2 weeks there, you know, like as if, you know, from Port Harcourt refinery to Warren refinery and back. He urged members of the public to be sensitive to the environment. Now, this is why we're highlighting this story. Be sensitive to the environment as we step up the offensive and, you know, and so on and so forth. Now, the part that got me thinking and why I decided to highlight this was the danger that the production of these drugs are to the environment. Apart from the fact that anywhere something like this happens, it's possible, you know, it's subject to all kinds of criminal activity in the very first instance. But the effluents that come from these labs, in the case here, what I read in some other publication was that it looks as if the VGC authorities might have to get their water and whatever checked to see if there's any form of contamination. So that's the story. Like I said, it's in the Vanguard. Oka drug bust, how we recovered 258.74 kilograms meth, sold at $500,000 per kilogram. Oh my God. Oh my God. So there you go. I want to open up the lines now, you know, so that we can have a discussion about this. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 71990. But I think that as far as it goes now, I've done my job. The rest is left to you. If you notice, I repeat, anything untoward, any kind of smell or whatever that is, just call the authorities. Well, and if you are so much afraid, you better move out of the place at the very least. So, Why are you laughing? I know. Because again, you know, we must be true to ourselves. Usually, I'm glad the NDLA were able to do this bust. But usually these people are hand in glove with the authorities that are meant to keep an eye on them. And therefore, one has to be very careful. You can write an anonymous letter. In the first instance, if you can move out of the neighborhood, move out first, and then find a way to make a report. Let me pick that first caller. Let me pick the first call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes, my name is Kayode Mogachi.
Hey, Kayode, how now?
Yes, Uncle Jimmy, this news, it actually ties to what you talked about yesterday about security. When you see something, say something.
When you see something, say something.
Yes, it's extremely important. Besides the environmental, I completely agree with the environmental angle. Well, I remember police PRO, Bala Okana, a couple of years ago saying something like this, that some people in the community, after he spoke to them, now went around and realized that there was something happening in their community and they communicated with the police. Uncle Jimmy, do you know what happened when the police did their investigation? Somewhere in the North Central, he did not mention it for security reasons. He said when they came back and they said they just noticed there was some movement within their neighbors. And when they got there, they busted the place after some reconnaissance and found out that there were maps of people trying to actually attack the whole city.
Wow.
Yes, they got ammunition, guns, bullets, and even mortars. So we need to, when you see something, say something. It's very, very important. It could save not just you, but also your family.
Yes.
It's totally, Uncle Jimmy, please, these securities, I'm so excited you're bringing this to the fore. This is what the government should be doing. And the police should actually liaise with the community leaders, the RAs and the CDA.
Don't you think you want to raise it with your leaders? You are the people in
Uncle
government.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm working.
No, be APC.
You know, for me to come out and say this, I'm definitely doing something. But you are doing a bigger job because you have more reach.
Yes. Will you help us pass on the message, about security to your people?
Uncle Jimmy, that's what I'm saying. Uncle Jimmy, I am doing it, and we are trying to work with the CDAs especially.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, sir. You're doing a fantastic job.
It makes me feel better. Thank you very much. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm happy today. I can beat my chest. You know, the president did not appoint his minister after about 6 months, right?
Yes.
I recommended Uba Marwa.
Yes.
To other people. Thank God they are working with him. But the only thing is that to be a good leader, you have to be a good leader. So, you don't know what you are doing, but they are not listening to you. That is the problem. Look at Uba Marwa today. Some of us. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, talking about, I'm a great fan of Buba Mara. I've never met him. But, I'm a very, very great fan of his. And in spite of what people might say, ethnic or whatever, if Buba Mara wants to contest to be governor of Lagos, I'll be his chief campaigner. You know, he did so much. He's one of the best governors we've had in Lagos, we've had in inclusion, my good old bro, Fash, Buba Marwa is, since he took over the NDLEA, it's been one arrest after the other, busting this and busting that. And I'm glad the president chose him. I wonder why he doesn't want to run. But maybe he's not inclined to doing politics and so on and so forth. I wonder why, even if you're going to have... Is that what people say about ethnicity, about balance? If Buba Marwa was going to run, take over from another northerner, I'd vote for him, I'd be chief campaign. When you talk of capacity, that's where it is. And Chris can bear me out now, or I can bear Chris out, whoever will bear the other person out, that Buba Marwa is top-notch, right on top of his job. And we congratulate him for this. Okay? Let's take another call. Hello, morning. Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Jimidisu.
Morning, sir.
Yes. First of all, it is called methamphetamine. It is cocaine based.
Okay.
They have to get a little quantity of cocaine and mix it with other chemicals, which is highly inflammable. Eruption, inferno, can occur at any time. It's very, it's very, very dangerous when they are cooking it. That is why they call him the cook.
Ah.
In the United States, if you are caught with they call it crack over there, methamphetamine.
Oh, this is crack.
If you are caught with crack, yes, it's life imprisonment.
Wow.
Life imprisonment because, and the minority leaders, the black leaders in U.S., they are complaining that the punishment is too high because cocaine is so expensive, only the whites can afford it. So these people, they will go and get some cocaine, then cook it to another compound called methamphetamine, crack, they can afford that.
Only
the minority can afford it. So it is, I don't know, those people living around there, they have been very, very lucky that the accident did not occur.
Did not occur, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you very much for that. Wow, thank you very much. Your name, sir? Oh, it's gone. Ah, thank you very much for that contribution. For the likes, love of me, I didn't even know this was the chemical name for crack. And thank you very much for clearing the air on cook. I thought it was a cook of a band, whatever. I thought it was a cook, maybe cook Chinese and so on and so forth, but he could then mix the chemical. I didn't know that it was another expertise. Ah, you need some expertise to do this. So we now know who a cook is when you hear the word cook. Wow. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
I'll talk to you later. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy.
Are you talking to me later or who?
No, I'm talking to you now.
I just wanted you to know I had you.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
I know.
Uncle Jimmy, it's good that when we see something, we should say something. But how are we going to be handling this compromise? Security officers, that even while you give some information, how safe will you be?
After.
That is the challenge.
Mm.
Because sometimes you really want to say it when you see some manifestations around you. They will even subject you to things that you don't even expect. So a lot of people want to say that, but how would they handle it? Like this case now. Eh? There could be people within the neighborhood that might be perceiving something, but
yes.
Let me mind my business attitude. Because when you talk, now some people will say you are jealous, you are angry. I can't imagine.
Hmm.
So this is the challenge you are facing. But this is a very good one for Buba Marwa.
Yes.
I think the man has really, really shown that he has capacity.
In every
means.
Thank you,
sir.
I got to take a short break and I'll be right back.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Right, so we're still taking reactions, and we can transmit to use the advantage of having a bit more time on our hands to transmit to some kind of open mic, okay? I think that's what we do to balance it up. Tomorrow, we are going to do a tribute to Fela Anokolapo Kuti. It's 25 years this week that the great man passed on. And I tried to get Femi Kuti. I'm sure he's still resting from a world tour. I tried to get Made Kuti, and I tried to get Shem Kuti. It's a pity. Yeni Kuti is not in town. I know that for sure. I don't know if he's back. But I couldn't get any of the direct children. But Fela had many children, many brothers, many associates. So tomorrow, I'm going to speak to Okwechime. Okwechime, bad boy. He left. I think he left. I will confirm from him tomorrow. He left us in Unilag. Straight for Calcutta University and has been there ever since. He's doing quite well, so don't think Don't look at it the way I can see one or two people making faces here. No, he left in his own conviction. We'll also try to see if we can talk to Lemmy Charioku, and we'll. I tried Baba Ani yesterday. I'm sure I'll get him before the day runs out. We'll also talk to Baba Ani. Lekon Animashan. I can't call him Lekon. I'll call him Mr. Lekon Animashan. He must be an Elijah by now. Lekon Animashan is 82. Fellas associate from the very beginning. Okay, so we'll be there. Kelvin, we're also going to talk to, you know, he's part of the Kalakuta family. Then we'll talk to you. We'll take your contributions and so on and so forth. It's going to be nice tomorrow. A tribute to the great one, Fela Nicola Kwokuti, 25. I understand Felabration is in the making. I can't wait for it to come. It's a yearly event. So Felabration will be technically 24 years. Would that be 23 or 24 years? But at a later time, we'll bring Theo Lawson, on whose arms the, you know, putting Felabration together rests. Okay? So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. And on Saturday, the discourse with Jimmy Disu, right here, 99.3, we'll be talking to Funsho Duarte, who is the ADC gubernatorial candidate. He'll be here on Saturday. When I read his history, he's a full-blooded Nigerian, a full-blooded Lagosian. Top to bottom, like Baba would say. Like me. Okay. So he'll be here at 9 o'clock. But I have a surprise for him. Okay. But I won't say it just yet. So it's something you might want to look forward to on Saturday. I have a surprise. I'm not throwing him under the bus now. Right. Politics is on, by the way. Don't quarrel about things. You know, I see in the social media, all of you are quarreling. Why do you want to argue? In politics, you don't argue. I support who I support. You support who you support. It's as simple as that. Don't bother. I see a lot of it in Facebook and Twitter, and people tend to call my attention to it. Uncle Jimmy, CEO, Mike. Don't you know, some of you, don't you know that some people want to do this so that they can add to the numbers they have and go and cash out? You don't know. Some of them will purposely prod. They will think that, okay, Jimmy Disu would have loads of people. If I start an argument with him, people will notice me and join me. So they use you to prop up numbers. I know that one. I don't answer them at all. I don't answer them. I say, well, this is what they call make me shine. I don't answer them. Don't go into an argument, Muslim, whatever, Christian ticket. Don't bother your head. People are trying to draw you out on all sides, though. I'm not saying from one side or the other. On all sides. People are trying to draw you out and whatever. No, just for you, my advice is stay focused. Know who is going to make your life better. Now, if you also now want to take a selfish decision and you want to be the rich boy amongst the poor, because you need, instead of you to look at it from a narrow-minded perspective that, this man is my uncle. He's very close friends to this person. If he becomes president now, Uncle Dylan, yeah. If you want to look at it, that to be the only rich boy amongst the poor, rather than for all of us to have a general peaceful, we have seen it before. You see, that's the part that a lot of people don't understand. I wish some of you lived in this country in the 60s and the 70s, when I was a young guy running around with his mother's car in Lagos. At a very young age, you know, where Lagos was fun to be. Everybody was equal, you know, there was no... This distinction wasn't that as bad as it is now. You know, it wasn't as bad as it is. You could hold your own, no matter. I worked as a clerk in Lagos here and lived on my salary. I worked as a clerk and lived on my salary. And I went to university here with the greater of ease. Let me tell you a story. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. I had all the opportunities in the world to go to University of Wisconsin, Whitewater, to study mass communication. In fact, I got it to a point where I already had a roommate. Okay? And I had close to me the funds that I would use for 4 years. Minus the fact that at that time, Lagos State had a very generous scholarship scheme. Very generous and easy to key into. Wherever you wanted to go in the world, the scholarship was there for you. I turned it down to go to a Nigerian university. You know, that shows you now. And the issue of visa will have nothing to do with me, you know. I'm this and that, so I don't, most countries in the world, I don't need a visa to get there. So it wasn't an issue at all. I'd got my I-20, everything, all ready and prepared to go. But I said no. And it wasn't even an act of patriotism. I don't want you to think that I wanted, no, it was not necessary. I don't know if you get it. It was not that an act of, oh, I'm patriotic, I want to be my country. No, it just wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. I mean, look at some of the top international scholars that you had at Ahmadu Bello University, that you had at Onsuka, even Uniben that was new then. I remember Professor, what's the name of this engineering? One professor there, very, you know, well known in academic circles. He started the engineering faculty. Don't let me misread what I want to say, Jerry. So the NDL story is still there, but you can also talk about other things. So where I'm going again, back here, is a vote for somebody who is going to make this country better. Don't listen to what any politician will tell you he's going to do. Rather, look at what he has done. Look at what he has done. I don't believe in manifestos anymore. If you want to find, I'm just saying mine, because manifestos are usually put together by a team of 20, 30 people, lock them up in a fine hotel, then they come up with this document that even the candidate cannot articulate himself. Now, I say articulate, I didn't say it deliberately, if you know what I mean. So don't. First of all, you need to judge them by their past and their background. The background is important because it tells you the character of the person. You also judge them by what they have done because it tells you the capacity. And don't let anybody tell you. Don't let anybody tell you that these things don't matter. Do not be deceived. Don't let anybody tell you that background checks, capacity, and whatever don't matter. Age doesn't matter. It's the physical ability. When it comes to physical part, it's the ability physically to have the strength to do the job. We don't want somebody who will take about 2 weeks to read one file. Because governance in Nigeria is hands-on. We have a fairly weak civil service now that has been turned into a cartel. So you need somebody with a lot of energy. One person I must interview very, very soon, if at least for anything, have an hour with him, maybe not for airing, but to have it in my library, is Obasanjo. He has his faults. He has his faults, like all of us. But he was a hands-on president. I remember my friend who works in an oil company told me what happened in France. This foreign company came to make a presentation to Obasanjo. They came with their chairman in France. And so they brought out maps and things and charts and so on and so forth. And were trying to make, so they wanted to lay the background for the listening. So they were now telling him. Obasanjo ahead stood up and said, "You don't come and tell me about my country." He now started lecturing them on this is here, this is here. So tell me what you want to do. Don't give me any, I know the background. That is the kind of president that you need. You need somebody who knows his onions. He's on top of his game. Who knows his onions and is not going to be depending on other people as such, but you know, he's on top of his game. And that's why in that regard, Obasanjo stands out as number one. So don't let anybody deceive you about all things. It is very, very important. Your life depends on it. I'll take the next caller. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm so happy. This is the first time I'm getting you on your program.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I want to say that, one, I love you. Because
don't love me, Alec. Like,
yeah, I love you, guy.
I said, don't have to, is it by phone?
Because of the...
I don't want...
Yeah, I love your political stand and your capacity for our country. All being said, I always believe that as Nigerians, we have to vote for any person who are judged to be the best that can get us the best.
Yes.
But for official purpose, we have not done well as Nigerians because we are yet to come together to organize a third viable structured party. That is where our problem really is.
Yes.
So we pray that everything goes well after this election.
Okay.
Then after, we don't have to sit back and wait for a super Nigerian. What Nigeria needs is not a superman, but a structured political party that is different from what we have now.
Hmm.
Thank you very much. My name is Ewosa.
Okay, Ewosa, thank you. Me, I don't. I like what you said, but I don't love you. Okay, he must be watching us on YouTube. You know the way it is, Feta. Sometimes you know the guy, the person being referred to, will know because I saw you jumping in your seat. So that's where he was. He's watching us on YouTube. Maybe he was referring to Feta. But anyway, Feta, say good morning so they can know that you know you're in the studio here.
Good morning, Lagos.
This is Feta. Feta is here with me, okay? Where is he talking? She's off duty for a while. Yes, okay, I remember that, yes. Okay, let's pick another call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. I'm Folawemi from Ikeja.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to share my experience about this methamphetamine thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a colleague in my office. I work in a factory. So I have a colleague in my office. They used to joke that eyes lying there. This thing is eyes. The eyes it. When this guy cracked this, call it crack, and he crack it, light it up, smoke it. The guy will not sleep for like 2 days. The guy will just be walking. He will walk over time. He's the one that is the most work. He's the one that will do almost everything. So this man started complaining about the guy that why are you working more than all that you are putting us under pressure. So after like 2 or 3 months, the guy just collapsed.
Wow.
The guy collapsed. So he was just forced to the hospital. It's kind of like the guy said, they said this guy is losing blood. It's low. His blood, this thing is low. Then I was, the guy has to be admitted for like 2 weeks. So the guy that doesn't like to sleep before, for like 2 weeks, he couldn't stand. He was just sleeping, waking up and all these things. So that's the guy is at my 12 area though. So lastly, one last thing, sir. So if you really want to know more about this thing, if you watch a series Breaking Bad, you know the root of this thing, you know how it is being produced.
Okay.
Breaking Bad series.
I don't understand.
Very, very informative.
Okay, thank you. Please, I just took that call because it was highly informative, but you must call from a quiet background. And I don't want to know about how anything is made, to be honest with you. Rather, I wouldn't mind. Come to think of it, I think I'll call Dokun Adedeji back. All of you remember Doxy. I'll bring him back next week, maybe Thursday, Tuesday or Thursday, one of the two. I'll bring him back so that we can again look at the effect of this nonsense thing. My advice to you again and again and again, don't even try it. Don't go near it. The story he just told is even the best part. The more difficult part is how to get this guy off the addiction. The first treatment, apparently, will be to stabilize him physically. But the next difficult part is how to get him off the addiction for him to be able to stand on 2 feet without taking it. Don't go near where this is being done. I take God beg you now. Please, please, please. Okay? Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Who is speaking?
Yes.
Oh, it's a bad line. Let's.
Yes.
No, we have a network problem there. We can hardly hear you. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
We have a. It means I said you don't say boss or waiting me that.
No. Good morning.
Is your car?
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, sorry, I wanted to confirm an information from you because anything I hear from Nigeria Info is from this source. Is it true Nigerian government purchased car for the Nigerian Republic?
Everybody knows that now.
Hey, we enter one chance. My PVC day ready now. I will make changes.
No, wait, cool down. Let me explain something.
Okay.
Invariably, when you have neighbors, you know, there are certain things you might want to do for them. Not just to keep the peace, but because they're strategic. There was a time we were giving one of our neighbors, neighboring countries, light, and everybody went up in arms, not knowing that the dam that we use to produce electricity. We don't want them to build their own dam. If they build their own dam, we won't have the enough power from the water to produce our own. They do that. So it's not so much that we give them cars. It's not so much that we give them cars. It's that we give them cars that are, in the first instance, unduly priced. Each car would come down to almost about, if you average it, if it's 10 cars divided by 1 billion, that gives you 100 million straight. And it will be 100 million.
The car is almost just 1.2 billion. How much is it demanding? How much is actually demanding? This government, they lack focus.
Let me explain to you in full. Let me explain to you in full now. I said it's not so much the amount that the cars generally seem to be overpriced. But even if you wanted to give SUVs to another country, if you did, why didn't you give them the ones produced in Nigeria at a tenth of the price? And this morning I referred to when Obasanjo did low profile, when we were going through economic challenges, and the president himself at that time was going around in a 504 instead of a Mercedes-Benz. Yes, Obasanjo in his first outing. It's to set the example. But the examples we keep setting is that we have so much money to spend. And that is why I understand your frustration. Okay? But don't worry, get your PVC ready, like you said. All right. I think I can take just about one or two more calls. And we haven't heard from any female. Are they frightened to talk about this? Let's see. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Uncle.
Morning. I can't hear you well. The line is not clear. Okay, I think we'll just about take about two more and then we'll go. That's one there. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kujime, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yes, I'm calling from Ikoyi, Lagos State.
Yes, sir.
It's not the first time Nigeria had supplied those people cars. It's not a new thing.
Yes.
So what I see in Nigeria, that's to pray for the person that will lead us in a better drive. Everybody's eyes now open now. We are not like the same again.
Yes.
If a youth can decide to go and take a PVC now, it's very nice.
Yes.
These people have already sent out to the evil do grief, but God will not agree to it for them. Thank you very much.
Okay. I wonder who can feed us with how much it actually costs, how much a Land Cruiser would cost, a brand new Land Cruiser. I don't know if it's up to 100 million. Let me see. There were some comments made. Oh, the paper is not here. Some CSO were actually challenging the government on the price. Come Land Cruiser. I guess if it's bulletproof, it'll cost as much as that. These things happen sometimes in relations. Usually, what are done in other countries is they're given under a kind of cover. Okay, maybe instead of giving them the cars themselves, you probably give them the cash through aid. And say you can go and sort out yourself and buy whichever car you want to. Nigeria is seen as a big brother, as a cow to be milked, left, right, and center. That would usually happen if you're playing big brother in the region. But at the same time, we need to be austere with the way we handle our resources. Why, for example, why can't we buy Tokumbo, not even knowing whether we are talking of Tokumbo vehicles here. But we shall see. Hello, good morning. We have four or five callers there. Morning. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
A female voice at last. What's your name, madam?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
He's Joy calling from Lekki.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to speak on the car that was given to Niger Republic.
Ten.
Yes. Ten. Uncle Jimmy, it's like now as a family man, and you have children in the school, and you have somebody, people outside again, and your children haven't paid school fees, and you went and use your money to pay for another person's school fees outside. Mm-hmm. How would that be? And when your children had it, will they be happy with you?
Okay.
It's just a question I ask.
I was going to crack you up, but I've seen these days people sometimes don't find these things too funny. I was going to say, do you want the government to buy Land Cruisers for all of us? But no, I think your point is noted. The point has been made. The point is noted. We could do without this extravagant expenditure. Hello, let's my last caller for the day. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, ma. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. This is Ijoma.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I still have an issue with the Land Cruisers that we bought.
Yes.
For the Niger Republic, we bought 1.5 billion.
Yes.
For Land Cruisers. And this thing, intelligence in Abuja, we are giving 2 billion to buy cars and ammunition for everything. Let's weigh the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Land Cruiser they are supposed to use for security, for whatever thing? Or is it not Helios trucks? Because I'm just like looking at the whole thing. To me, it's not making sense at all. It doesn't make sense.
Thank you very much. Thank Point you. Noted. Let me quickly add that sometimes these things are bribes. Really. Sometimes they're given to some heads so that they can pave way for this and for that. It's a very complex thing. It's very, very complex. And unfortunately, the government itself cannot give a full explanation because it's, you know, security matters. But we could still have done it at a much cheaper level. That's my argument. I don't know the argument for giving out the cars. It could be a bribe. It could be for some warlords. It could be anything. It could be ransom. You never know. Okay? It could be done all that. For all you know, the cars can get to Niger and they can be smuggled back to Nigeria, put on the market, and somebody will benefit from it. Okay? It could be that. But my argument still is that maybe we didn't need to go that far. Okay? So to give them the benefit of that. That's where we'll end for today. We have so many callers here, but I don't have that much time. It's 9:53. Have to be out of here in 2 minutes. Like I said, tomorrow we are going to do a memorial for Fela Nicola Kwokuti. Okay, 9 o'clock. Okwechime will be here in the studio. We're going to be talking to Lemmy Charioku. We're going to be talking to Baba Ani, if we can. Most likely, if I can get Dede, we'll be talking to him on the phone. And our own Kelvin, our own Kalakuta representative in the Daily Digest. Because anytime I'm talking about Fela matters, I look back and it's only Kelvin that I see. We'll also be taking the views from Kelvin. And on Saturday, we will have Mr. Folusho Duarte, who is the gubernatorial candidate of the AADC. Feta, thank you very much. I think you know when they say they love me, you know who they are referring to.
Uncle Jimmy, is you they love?
No, how can a man love me? Which kind of nonsense with that?
Fan love.
No, I don't want any, even agape or anything. I don't want. We know, Oga, you can. You get. All right, go out there and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the rest of your week, and God willing, I'll be here again tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Now, listen carefully. Be very, very observant about what's going on in your neighborhood. If you think it doesn't concern you, you just might be endangering your life. You take care. I'll see you tomorrow at 9.
Join the conversation no matter where you...
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea fan.